Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic and our good friends at Tri-City Services. A big shout out to both, we appreciate them. And we appreciate our good friend Aaron Hess joining us from our Southwood County YMCA. Aaron, is always good talking with you, love hanging out with you. I see you over there, I'm like, all right, this is going to be a fun conversation. Yeah. How you been?
Good, good, very good. Thank you. Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Always good talking with you, and I love talking about our why. We want to start off with a CEO announcement.
Yeah. So our board of directors recently hired the next CEO, which happens to be me, and that was effective as of Monday.
I don't have my winning bell over here or anything. I didn't know that. That's
awesome.
You know,
I'm not going to call it a secret, but no. But yeah, so effective as of this last Monday, I moved into the role of CEO, and now I'm going to look for someone to take my old role.
Yeah. I am so beyond happy for you and yours.
Thank you.
And I cannot think of somebody better for the job. That's fantastic. I'm a little shell-shocked, a little bit stunned by this. But I got to say, right, my first impressions, not only are you perfect for the gig, and I'm really, again, happy for you and yours. Mm-hmm. Selfishly, very happy for our community, very happy for our why. That is only for the benefit of us and a positive for us. And that this is nothing to do with any past CEOs. They're all great and very good at the job.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of not only hiring from within, but when people see good people and reward that. Mm-hmm. You put a lot into this job, put a lot into this community. They couldn't have a better person for the gig. That's awesome to hear.
I appreciate that. Really
cool to hear.
Yeah, I'm excited to, we want to bring some of our history back to the forefront. Mm-hmm. I think, from what I've heard from from our donors, stakeholders, and just community in general, is that when we left Port Edwards, some people kind of got the sense that we left our history behind. And of course, we don't want people to feel that way because, John Alexander played such a significant role. I mean, obviously, it was him that really made all this happen. So we're excited to get some of that history back to the front, and then really focusing on our community partnerships. Who are we working with in the community? We can't be an island unto ourselves. Especially a smaller community like this, we can do so much more by partnering with, say, Lincoln High School and the City of Rapids and the Village of Port Edwards and whatnot. So really strengthening those partnerships and collaborations. Yeah.
One of the things that I appreciate, again, getting spoiled and being in this chair and getting to talk to so many different businesses and nonprofits. One of the things that I think is so cool is seeing nonprofit helping out nonprofit or just working together and rising tide, raising all boats and that.
Yeah.
When I think about this, it's a little bit different with the why. And whether this is fair or not to the why, I don't know. But I will say, The unlike some nonprofits in our community or just in general in the world, not everybody has a brand new building. Not everybody has all that space and the playability and the flexibility that you guys have over there to be able to host things and have things. Anytime I see that the Y or the Boys and Girls Club or something like that is hosting something or being a part of something, it just brings a big jolt to me, a big shock to me, because I think it's so cool. And it's taking advantage of the space, to put it bluntly, 100%. To put it lightly, I think that that's one of the cooler things to see happen. So what you're talking about there with working more with community partners and stuff, just what that can open, like just what I'm thinking of right now, let alone the things that I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
that's so cool to think of. And it's really a good note, I think. It's really encouraging to hear.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and even on the flip side of that, like one of our current or our new partnerships with Lincoln High School is we're moving our gymnastics team program over to Lincoln High School. They just had renovated this brand new gymnastics space, and we're looking to do some work in the youth center. So they're going to get displaced for a while, but then being able to use Lincoln High School space, so they're still able to have their team. They're still doing all their practice and whatnot, and then vice versa, we have space available at the Y for any of the programs, whether it's sports or nutrition, whatever, you name it. You know, we're able to reciprocate. And that's what I love about this community, because, you know, we kind of take care of each other.
Yeah.
And that's really, that's super important.
Yeah. It's, I will never get old. It'll never get old to me. As much as I see it and experience it and everything, the way that this community steps up for each other and looks out for each other is amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned this before. I think this is a great place to start as far as stuff. And I know we have to move on. I could keep talking to you about being CEO. Again, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Camp Alexander Summer Camp, how is that going? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's going really well. And this kind of goes back into the whole collaboration thing again, too, because we're working with the Boys and Girls Club. So each week, you know, 30 to 40 of those kids are coming out to camp. And as soon as they hit the ground at camp, they are not club kids. They are camp kids. Mm-hmm. And they get fully immersed in what camp is all about. And that's just been, it's been such a blessing for the Y and for those kids. So, yeah, if you're interested in Camp Alexander and getting your kids signed up, let's say you're not part of the club, you're still more than welcome to sign up through the Y. And let's say finances are tough and maybe that club fee is a little too high, by all means talk to us, because we have a sliding scale for camp also, so we are more than happy to work with you.
It's a great resource, a great thing for the kids to be able to be a part of, and the whole family, really. So I encourage you to reach out and find out more about Camp Alexander. Get your child involved. Even if not this summer, there's always next summer. There's we encourage you to check that out. We'll give you information on how you can find out more in just a moment. I apologize if I was taking a little back. I have Aaron's notes up here, and I just saw that your name and the title there. I'm so excited for it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
We got a couple of events coming up next month that we want to let everybody know about so they can mark them on their calendars. One of them, I'm pretty sure they already know and have marked down, the golf outing. It's one of our bigger ones we have in the area, and man, people love golf in this area. They show up for these.
They do. They do. It's fun. So August 4th, which is a Monday, it's our annual golf outing. We have spots for, so it's a total of 36 teams. That's the max. And we have about 10 spots left. So they're filling up. So if you're interested in golfing, be sure to get your team registered. You're always welcome to reach out to me or even Tracy Verwink. We're kind of tag teaming on the event this year. But yeah, so this is our largest event. All the money that we bring in for this outing or for this event goes into our annual campaign. And annual campaign, all those dollars go towards memberships and programs. So again, this goes back to our commitment to the community. If you don't want to join the Y because you're not into it, great. If you don't join the Y because of finances, that's not great. This is where we need to step in and make sure that that's never a reason not to join the Y.
With this too, it's one of the things that I think this area does the best of, having a good time for a good cause. You know, again, people love golf in this area. I think my brother might even be coming down for this. He's in Oshkosh, and I think he might come here just for this event and everything. When it comes to that, we know our community loves golf and getting out there, getting some sunshine and all those things. And while you're doing it, it's going to feel that much better because you know in the back of your mind, the front of your heart, you're putting into one of our stronger, not only causes in this area, nonprofits, but really one of the greater things that you can offer to the community. There is so much going on at the Y and so much that happens at the Y. We could talk to Aaron every day and not cover everything. Like, I'm not exaggerating. there's that much going on, and that's just with our Y, let alone when we bring in Camp Alexander and some of these other outs, you know, factors that are part of the Y, but just we don't get to focus on as much in all year round.
Right.
There's so much happening over there that you can feel like, okay, I put into that. I helped with that. I made my community better by golfing. I mean, that's pretty darn cool. That's a pretty cool
you're
mix
coming
right
out,
there.
You're having a good time. You're doing it's something that you can do together. It's something, I mean, if you have, let's say you have employees that you want to take out for the day, and so it's some team bonding and you're helping a good cause at the same time.
Again, as Aaron said, there's only so many openings left, so get on over to the reach out to the Y and, so you can get in on this, everybody. We'll mention their website and then Aaron's information before we wrap up. Did also want to talk about the Bridge to Bridge run coming up August 16th, another signature event in this area that we always look forward to.
Yeah, so we've got a 5K and a 1 mile fun run. So at the 5K, it's, of course, it's totally up to you if you want to run it, jog it, walk it, whatever you need to do.
Yep. It's your pace.
to get through that route. And then we have that 1 mile fun run, which is Great for kids. So it's an event that really is for the family. It's become a staple of our Y,
yeah.
And it's something that we look forward to every summer. So, and again, the money that comes in for that, it goes into the annual campaign, and mm-hmm. it also goes into our chronic disease programs. So yeah. Live Strong is our program for cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. So, and this is a completely free program. It's 12 weeks, and you meet twice a week. It comes with a free family membership for those 3 months. And this is where we help encourage you, help you find your new normal, and maybe mm-hmm. you know, gain back some of that strength and endurance that you may have lost during treatment. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful program because you have other survivors working together. You're able to understand each other and support each other in ways that people who haven't gone through cancer just don't understand and they're not going to get. So we absolutely love this program because it gives you the support that you need. You know, it's the physical, the emotional, spiritual, you name it.
When it comes to programs like that, my aunt in Florida is going through this right now, treatment. Okay. And it's recent. It just happened in the last month or so. Mm. And talking with her, and she's one of my favorite people ever. I brought up this program with her. I just looking ahead and light at the end of the tunnel stuff and everything.
Yep.
And that's how much I think of this program. That's how much I think of things like this that are going on. Not certainly with our Y, but different organizations out there that are looking at cancer and not blinking. You know, and facing it head on. And you know, it's one thing if you are struggling and dealing with it, certainly that's a whole other ball game. But for those of us that can help those that we love and help
Absolutely.
Those that be there for them, or even just strangers helping strangers and mm-hmm. everything, programs like this are vital to that. And I don't think I'm out on a limb here. I think cancer has been winning long enough. I think it's time we start taking some of the wins from them. We we start bringing that down a little bit. And mm-hmm. we can do that. The only way to do that is together.
Exactly, exactly. And just, you know, kind of a kudos. So Aspires Riverview Foundation, they fund the entire program for us. So, you know, it makes it so that no one is ever, we would never even dream of asking anyone to help pay for anything.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just, it goes back to that community support. You know, they see where there's a benefit and there's a need for the program. So they're going to make sure that we're able to continue on with it and support those people.
It's a great program and a great time for a great cause. The Bridge to Bridge Run begins, it's going on August 16th. And you can find out more at their website. We'll give that information in a second. As we wrap up, now this is Aaron's notes. It's not me just wanting to talk about football, everybody. I think the audience knows me pretty well. And any chance I get to talk football, I'm going to do it. Especially, I love flag football. I had so much fun in flag football as a kid, and we're wrapping up with that because that's coming up. That's right around the corner.
That's right around the corner. And so this is, again, is kind of, it's exciting for us because we're working with the city of Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to be able to use Mead and Winter Fields, and this allows us to grow the program more than what we're able to on our own. So in the past, we've been able to have like 80 to 90 kids in our program because really we have that one sports field, and that gets pretty full. And, you know, now we're partnering with the city and we're able to increase that program size by, I don't know, however, threefold, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're excited about this. And this is going to start in September. We do have the program open in DAXCO. So if you all know what DAXCO means, it's our operating system. Sorry.
Sure. No, it's all right.
And,
now we know.
Now you know. And so if you wanted to register your kids today, you're more than welcome to register mm-hmm. them. But, you know, we're just excited because, again, this is the why being able to work closer with the city. You know, we're able to, you know, create more spots and we're able to keep that cost down mm-hmm. because of the support we're getting from the city. So, again, it's that win-win that just kind of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a smile.
I've been smiling this whole time. I can't stop it. My face has almost started to hurt in a good way. We appreciate you, Aaron. Appreciate all this information. And again, while we've covered a lot today, there is so much going on over at the Y. We encourage you to find out more and be on the lookout for all the fun things coming up in fall and start making plans for them now, like we've talked about with these events and different classes and things that are available. And of course, if you are somebody out there that would like to be involved with things and like to volunteer, always encourage you to reach out to the Y about that. And Erin, if they'd like to do that, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
Yeah. So by all means, check out our website. It's swcymca.org. You're always welcome to give us a call. Our direct line, well, our line at the front desk is 715-818-9622. Our membership staff are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They know the ins and outs of everything that's going on most of the time.
We appreciate you joining us. Yeah. We've just been talking with new CEO of your Southwood County YMCA. I just had to say that. Erin Hester. Yeah, thanks again, Erin, for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us. Send a big thank you to our friends over at Crockett Septic and, of course, Tri-City Services, sponsoring this time. And thank you to all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.